you're late now. You're going to take minutes till Roger gets here.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Call the meeting to order. It is 6:06, March 12th, and this is the Urban Forestry Commission meeting. So roll call. Tim Schroeder's here.
Linda Freed.
Jacob Kaiser.
Darren Gerdler.
Donna Barhart.
Kathy Freese.
Okay, which means we have a quorum since there are four members here. And we have a guest.
Theodore Smith.
Thank you. And Theo's going, we may soon be on the commission once we get the paperwork done. So that's in, Dennis's hands, I think. Okay, approval agenda, you have it in front of you. We're skipping a couple parts, which I mentioned in the email, because our forestry manager has been on leave, so we'll excuse him from his report and from the review of the minutes from last time, and we'll get all that taken care of at our next meeting, if that's all right with everyone.
Yes.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve the agenda.
I so motion.
Okay. Kathy, second?
I second.
Thank you, Donna. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous? Okay. Very good. Citizen participation. Theo, you're a citizen. Do you have anything you want to say at the moment?
I support trees.
All right.
Support healthy trees.
Normally, the citizen participation probably is arranged in advance. So
yeah, they have to email me ahead of time.
Let us know before.
So I guess that was unofficially.
That was
unofficially.
Yeah.
Okay. So the department report, I was just asked if Jacob could give us an update on the Pershing and Ferguson sidewalk projects.
You want to do it, Darren, or you want me to do it?
I can start on it. You might know more details than I do.
Okay. You start. I'll fill in.
Ferguson is a sidewalk project, just sidewalks and, I think, curbs. And the trees have all been removed from that needed to be removed have been removed from there.
How many?
There were 19 on Ferguson.
I think it's 19 on Ferguson.
What condition were those trees in?
It ranged from good to poor. I mean, some were in good condition, some were in poor condition.
They were just too much interference with the sidewalk to correct it with bending the sidewalk or not having to buy more right away or.
Yeah, the ones on Ferguson were, the big ones were in the sidewalk. You weren't doing anything, you know, structural soil as you weren't doing that unless you moved where the sidewalk was at, which you couldn't do. Pershing was a little more a gray area to me.
And Ferguson was a TAP project, a transportation alternative program through East-West Gateway.
Transportation what?
Transportation Alternatives Program, I believe. Is what TAP stands for, and it's basically for large sidewalk projects. It's federally funded, 80%. We're on the hook for 20 some, plus the trees. They didn't get put into the budget for the original grant application.
You mean for replacement trees?
Removal
and replacement. Okay, we're putting money in this year's budget for the replacement trees.
Okay. I've had some. Questions about that from Pershing.
Yeah, and then Pershing, Jake and I were talking just briefly. I think you said as the other day they only have 26 left.
Yep.
They're going to take down a total of 81 on that long stretch.
Oh, wow.
79 are on city right of way, 2 are on private property, but grow in the wrong direction. I don't know how Morella got that through, but.
Yeah.
So one side's pretty much down. We technically have to have them down by March 31 because of the Indiana brown bat restriction from DNR. If you don't cut them down between November and March,
I believe so.
They won't let you cut them down the rest of the year. And apparently DNR finds the Indiana brown bat a very interesting species.
What's that story?
Any tree over 8 inches in diameter can be nesting habitat for Indiana brown bat, It's an endangered species. If you use federal money to remove trees, you can't remove trees over 8 inches after March 31st and September.
Because that's when they're nesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is this project's called an STP, Surface Transportation Program. And it's an 80-20 federal split, but did not include the trees or the replanting of trees. Mm-hmm. So the city's out is upping up that money.
So the federal money didn't get frozen?
No, I believe East West Gateway's already got the money.
Okay.
But we have to request it through MoDOT to get the reimbursement. We're worried about a couple of other projects that we've got grants on that we're part of large nationwide programs, and we've got people already hiring project managers when it's in limbo. So we're
Not this project.
Not that we've heard.
Okay.
We're going to continue with caution.
And on that, the only calls I've got from Ferguson are neighbors not on Ferguson that want their tree removed also.
Oh, no.
Because they've been written up for a while or whatever. Pershing, getting quite a few phone calls saying, why are we removing so many trees? Some people said they weren't notified. So I guess they sent out letters to just the addresses that I had written down for the trees to be removed. So kind of like the surrounding area, they didn't get a letter. It was talked about in city council multiple times, but those are the calls that I'm getting. Nobody's getting too outrageous. I think there's one person that's parking their car in front of a tree that won't move, but that's about it right now.
We both.
So they're chaining themselves to the tree.
Well, we've talked about that before, too.
So
these are going to be replaced also.
Yeah. So we put in the budget money for Ferguson to replant and Pershing to replant. I haven't chosen a species yet, but we're going to try to get some bigger trees. Instead of the ones that I usually plant containers, we'll probably do all ball and burlap, large caliper trees, and have a contractor plant them. We're also putting in the budget for requesting to get a new water truck so staff and volunteers can use it to water the big trees that we're going to plant so they stay alive, because we don't really have the resources to just do it in-house with what we have right now.
Yeah.
So that'll come along in time. Once the trees are planted, we hope?
Yeah, well, we're putting in the budget for 2026 budget.
Yeah,
it starts July 1st.
Yeah, my first budget cut meeting is Tuesday at 1 or 2,
okay.
Where we'll go through the initial draft of the budget. And with all of the capital improvement program, line item by, maybe not line item by line item, but certainly all the capital improvement, which is both the trees and the water truck.
Okay. If we can't get the water truck, we'll just run a hose from the mayor's house.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So would this make it the second water truck that UCity has, or is it replacing an old
one? We don't. I have a
100-gallon
tank in my truck. UCity Bloom has a 300-gallon tank, a Gator. We need a big water truck, at least 1,000 gallons,
okay,
to water that
so
many
it's
trees.
In addition to what we already have.
Yes.
So that's a truck designed just for hauling water and distributing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can get a flatbed truck and a poly tank, a plastic tank that goes on it, but a 1,000-gallon tank's a pretty big tank.
We would
rather have a stainless steel one.
So you're asking for 1,000-gallon?
1,000 to 2,000. And then we have to figure out what the weight is on. I want the biggest truck we can get that a volunteer can drive without having a CDL.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you're over 26999, I believe, then you have to have a CDL to drive
it. License.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chauffeur's license.
Yeah. So, including the weight of the vehicle, 2,000 gallons would be what, 16,000 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
Yep. So.
So that's a positive development, at least for a minute.
Yeah, I can foresee the red ink coming out for something like that, but we can adjust and adapt. Maybe we could use a Freightliner and put a big tank during the summer. Do they have air brakes?
What's that?
The bigger dump trucks that we have.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a Class B CDL, and then you put a trailer on. It's a Class A CDL.
Right.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do that for volunteers then?
No. Uh-uh. Yeah, that's the
qualified volunteers.
Yeah, that's the issue there with getting a truck that we need, and then volunteers want to help, and how we can make that all work.
Okay.
Could it then be used for other trees as well?
Oh yeah, I would use it all over the place. Great. Yeah. Yep. And I think, I mean, I can see it being used on ball fields for parks, you know, to wet down the, so you don't lose all the soil amendments they put on there when they drag the fields. I can see lots of uses for that in the parks and forestry.
Oh, well, that's a selling point, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan, and at least get something out of it.
Yeah.
So if we had enough runway and enough planting, we might have saved many of these trees with proper soil treatment.
I think some could have been saved if an arborist, whether it was me or someone else, was brought in ahead of the project, a little earlier in the project before the deadline.
This project even predates me.
Yeah. So one of the things I am going to mention when I do our presentation is that every time we put a shovel in the ground in U City, we need to think about trees, the impact to them, and what you're going to do about it. Because, honestly, I mean, how bad was that sidewalk over there? I don't think it was that bad. But that's just my opinion.
They are adding the ADA ramps in there, too. I know that.
Understand. But
yeah, we'll get it. It'll be years, but it'll recover.
Yeah. I think the bad thing about this that bothers me is you're putting in one asset and you're taking another one out. And people don't see trees as assets enough. They just cut them down. And you know what? There's a whole book about civilizations that have disappeared because of deforestation. And one that you can look at today is the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason Haiti's in trouble and Dominican Republic isn't is because they cut down their olive forests. And many of these Indian tribes and stuff, and maybe even Cahokia and some others that disappeared, nobody knows why they left, probably deforestation. So it's an old habit that humans have had. It goes on forever, and we're still doing it even today when we know it's a bad deal. But
as an aside, I think that's a great comment, Tim, but as an aside, that we're not allowed to curve around trees anymore with sidewalk due to ADA?
We have to be within our right-of-way. So I know I talked about that on Pershing, and Morella, the public works director, did a lot of digging to figure out what we could do, and it just wasn't going to work with the right-of-way that we had there. You can, as long as there's enough right-of-way. You can't bump it around it. But it has to be, ADA, a certain width.
Because on Kingsbury, where I live, there's several bumps for the trees.
Yeah. Yep, and it's just street by street. Some streets have a very small right-of-way, and some have 8 to 10 feet. It's just really weird. It's not consistent like you would think.
Does the right-of-way make a difference on whether or not you take a curve out of the sidewalk?
Because you would have to extend it. If the sidewalk's wide enough already, then you can bump it out around the tree, and it has to be a certain width for ADA.
That's remain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so if you don't have that width, you'd have to bump it into the yard of private property.
Okay.
So you would need the right-of-way.
And
they'd have to sign off on it and all that.
Yeah.
And right-of-way takes as much time as the project sometimes.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, it took us a year to get the Canton Phase 2 up by Pagedale, all the right-of-way on that.
Is that right?
And we even hired a right-of-way agent, so it wasn't taking our time.
An expert.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any more questions on this project? I think that's a good update. We're disappointed, I think, to lose nearly 100 trees or more. And
Well,
it just seems like a desert. It's awful up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, maybe we can make it a learning point, cities constantly need to or choose to remove long sections of trees, and we could point out what is lost, you know,
just for future planning.
For future planning, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, as I said, I think basic is the education of our populace too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have to, you know, people who move in, we should explain that we're, you know, a tree city and why that's important. I mean, a lot of people don't have any idea. They just see trees as, you know,
kind of
a
background.
Hassle.
Huh? Yeah, hassle background. Or background.
Yeah.
Or
just a problem.
Yeah.
That's
new.
Yeah, we've been fighting for a year to get
this
that word out.
Yeah.
Back.
Alrighty.
Back again.
Moving on to the council liaison report, we'll have to skip that. I should have taken out the agenda one before we approved it because Dennis isn't here, so we can't get that.
Councilman Fuller?
Yeah, the council liaison report.
Okay. All I know is it was a short meeting Monday night. I was excused from it because I only had tub grinding on the agenda.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It was a very short meeting.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Fuller was gone there then also?
No.
He was there.
No.
He was at that.
He was there, but the meeting was very short, and the city manager said there was no need for me to be there. Mm-hmm. Because
so there wouldn't have been much to report to us. Is that what you're saying?
Probably. There wasn't much. I sat and watched in my kitchen. but, nothing of severe magnitude. There was a study session about parking meters that our new communications manager did downtown, and you know, upgrading those to digital or kiosks like they had. Yeah, I know, and probably a wild card or a wildcat program that no one else uses. So you have to download it too and figure out which city you're in.
I had problems with that.
Yeah,
recently.
We did too because we forgot to change a license plate and got a ticket in downtown. We just parked the other car and didn't think anything of it. And we go out there and she's writing us the ticket. And I said, well, we're leaving right now. Well, you have the wrong car in this space. Doesn't matter if the time's up or not.
Well, I just had a lot of problems. I was trying to get into the app, but I couldn't. So I finally had to use some other means because I don't think the meter accepted a credit card. I can't remember what it was, but I... You know, it was just problematic, and I was in a hurry, and...
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's move on to unfinished business. Arbor Day plans.
Oh,
Linda, would you like to...
Can I tell you what you're going to be doing? So we talked... I don't know how we came to this decision, but yeah, and you can scratch it, but with Kathleen from Green Center... We decided that on the, not Arbor Day, but on the 25th of April. When's Arbor Day?
I'd say the first Friday of April or last Friday of April. I won't be here on the 25th. I know that. Yeah.
Well, then. Well, we could. So the thing is on, she has the fourth grades, I think, coming on that day. And so the idea was that you would just dig a hole, leave the tree in there, and then leave.
Yeah.
And the kids
and I can
come
do
by
that ahead of time,
and
sure.
shovels.
Yeah. As long as you guys are okay with that out of the Green Center, I put cones in or tape it off or whatever.
I think they're planning to, wasn't she planning to do it in the bird corridor?
Either there or pretty, somewhere between the wetland and the, she was thinking along the edge of the wetland.
Okay, I have an idea what she's thinking, but I'll chat with her.
So the idea is just simply that.
But you
want to
do it towards the last Friday of April?
Right.
Because she's got what, fourth grade?
She has, I think, the fourth grades from the U City.
Okay.
And so they would come, and then their teachers and or Kathleen would give them a little spiel about trees, and then each child would pick up a shovel and shovel.
Perfect,
and
I don't need to be there,
no.
You know. As long as she's going to talk about it, that's perfect. Just somebody get pictures.
Well, so
Theo, great.
Yeah. You're anointed one.
So why don't then the timing and everything, why don't you coordinate with Theo?
Kathleen and Theo. Yeah, good.
Kathleen and
perfect.
Yes.
I think they're going to have a second class come in possibly and water it.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, and yeah. I can supply the tree, and we can put a gator bag on it, too, if you guys can get water out there somehow to fill it up.
We can do that. We have been using the spigots over at the middle school.
Okay.
Because we have hoses running from there into the prairie.
Okay.
And we water. So I'm sure there's a way we
we'll figure that out for sure. And I'll
all in your hands.
Yeah, I'll get the tree. I'll get the water bags. I can dig the hole. I can give you the equipment to dig the hole. We can figure it out.
Any chance you can use a dogwood or?
I could. Do you want a dogwood?
What do you think? If you don't want wood,
why do we want a dogwood? Oh, because the bird corridor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, dogwood, service berry would be nice. Okay. Those are my top two right now.
Cool.
But yeah, I'll talk with Kathleen and see what she thinks too.
How big a tree would this be? Like a ball tree, or?
That's the question. If you dogwood, they're better if you get them a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I thought so.
The small dogwoods, they're kind of finicky.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the one at Pershing is doing very nice.
And we can do a service berry. That's easy to do. Yeah, and a clump, a tree form, whatever, and you get a container. It's easier to move around. So.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. We'll like I said, Kathleen and I chat by Friday at the earliest.
Just okay. Yeah. If you guys just want to send me an email and just let me know what's going on, that would be awesome.
I think Robin Kramer has a book about service berries. The woman who wrote Braiding Sweetgrass. Indigenous woman.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Linda. Thanks, Theo.
Okay, great. So, new process on the
is that
communication?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
So, I talked to Jared, the communications manager, because I know you guys, Don especially, has been working real hard on trying to get stuff out to the residents, the best way to do it. He said he's coming up with... So... us at the city will have a link that we can click on the city website, and it will go to the communications manager and say, hey, can we put this on the website? And then he approves it, city manager approves it. It just kind of streamlines the process. So you guys would just give stuff to me. I would give it to him. They would approve it. It would get put on there. I haven't heard anything. That was a month ago. Have you heard anything about that?
Just today, that they should have it wrapped up,
okay.
The procedure wrapped up soon.
He sounded like he was, pretty much done with his part. He just kind of needed to get the approval and all that stuff.
Right, okay. The city manager's been out of town.
Yeah.
Well, I think from the very beginning of us ever discussing this,
mm-hmm.
The biggest issue was what the website looks like.
Yep.
What the access to the residents would be to this information. So the face of it is just really important, how it's designed.
Uh-huh.
I would think some discussion is needed.
I talked to him about that, and that's the kind of stuff that I can put. It's basically a work order system for the city website, and I can say, clean this up, this needs to be here, this needs to be there, and as long as he approves it, and if he needs to get his boss approval for, he probably wouldn't for reorganizing the way it looks. He just needs to get approval for information, but he's waiting to get that in place before he does anything.
So we would provide some kind of raw information or a write-up, and then this person, being a professional writer, would do that. If they had questions about what we meant by certain things, they'd come back to us or something?
They'd come back to me, and then I would report to the commission.
Okay.
Yeah, clearly he's the guy who's doing it.
Yeah.
And who has the contact. We can only talk to him.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
So can we talk to you?
Yeah.
Because I've got pages of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have...
Yeah, I would think that once it's set in place, I would think the first thing to do is, like you said, make it look better, more presentable on the city website, and then start adding more information. And then you being the communications subcommittee, we can have meetings every once in a while and talk about what information is pertinent. And we're even talking about putting stuff on social media. It would just have to go through him, through this service, this work order system. And we can talk about what is pertinent information this time of year. Tree pruning, mulching. It just comes up annually, and you don't want it there all the time, but, media blast it when it's important.
Right. Yeah, I wrote up a bunch of stuff on that. And also, I attended a tree keepers presentation
at
Powder Valley.
Who was there?
Oh, when were you there?
No, how was it?
Oh, how was it? I only made the second one. I missed the first. It was very good. It was on the biology of trees.
Who was doing it? That's all right.
I don't know. I have to look
it up. It was Department of Conservation, people, or Forest Relief.
He's got the triangle.
Forest Relief organized it.
Okay.
But they've gotten people from different areas as experts to speak. So I have an email. I can forward it to you. That summarizes this last and who spoke.
Okay.
Who taught. Anyway, you might want to take a look at this. I'm sure you have all kinds of materials as well, but this is just a nicely done booklet on everything we want to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow.
And so it's my only one,
okay,
but I'm happy to lend it to you.
I'll take a look at it.
And I'd like to kind of, this is just a lot of scribbled stuff down that I can talk about, but I don't think anybody wants me to write
down. I think that kind of stuff
so
would be,
I can,
me and you have a meeting.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Well,
or whoever's involved
yeah.
that time, different topics, different people
right.
would be involved.
Right, right. That would be great. So I address like, seasonally, what we would want to hit at different times, and what ideas we'd want to promote, but also a little bit of a format.
Yeah.
looking back at the plan, which also has beautiful writing in it about trees, the benefits, the value, things that need to be done, maintenance, etc. I picked up a few ideas from there as well that, you know, I think actually apply, like expansion and sustainability, that really apply to every one of these items that are relevant to trees and how we would address that.
Okay.
So, and then we need to somehow, I mean, I don't think this is all easy to work out. I think it takes some thought.
You know,
but we need to have some kind, sorry, just one more thing, and then I'll shut up. We need to have some kind of mechanism for residents to provide their input.
Yeah.
I think. You know, it's got to be kind of a two-way street, not just us to them.
I think that would be the social media thing, the Nextdoor, the Facebook. They have the ability to comment.
Yeah.
Or they can go to a city council meeting and have their 5 minutes type thing. What else would they...
Those are things that already exist.
Uh-huh.
We can think about it.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to comment that just within the time that we've been here, that suddenly I'm getting more stuff from University City. You know, almost every week we had a schedule of these are what's happening in the loop and what's happening in the boat. And that's what, and it seems like the perfect way to insert anything that we have. We could have a little thing every week. There's something about here's from your forestry, and they could click on that and get into someplace else.
Well,
there
are quick little updates of things that are being done or things that...
Or suggestions for how to deal with
that
the tree
property,
that was put
or
in front
that
of you.
Things that property owners might want to be focusing on right now in their own yards, and then links to where you can learn more.
And what's happening in Ferguson and Pershing, for instance. Mm-hmm. Here's the information for all the people. I think we have the means now
it's
to...
It's in place. It's working.
And I'm enjoying it. I think it's a pretty good deal.
From my perspective, I think one thing I'd like to get out there pretty early is after this meeting with the council is to create some kind of synopsis that's appropriate for the residents to let them know that how big this thing is and, you know, 10,000 trees, the fact that we're keeping track of how old they are, mm-hmm. pruning schedule is all there, that kind of thing, so that they understand generally what forestry is doing too.
Right.
And sure. I think that one, I like to see that one fairly early in our yeah. communication.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd be happy to even draft that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll start out
so
with.
So I'll just do that and send it to you and you
okay.
can work with them.
I think we should focus on a few. Because so much effort has gone into this already.
Yes.
We focus on a few things, and then we begin to
yeah.
get into the process.
Right.
And then we can shape our future
sure.
Yeah.
subjects yeah. based on what we've learned.
Well, I'll just right. send it to you, and you figure out where it goes.
Okay. No, that sounds good.
Yeah, no, I think we start out with word Tree City.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, it's for the whole.
Yeah.
Are you at all available in the next 2 months?
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm back at work. Yeah,
are you?
Okay. Yeah, I came back on Monday. I'm just kind of working earlier in the day, leaving
oh, okay.
in the afternoon. But it's everything's starting to, you know, fall in place. So yeah, I'll be around.
Good.
I'll be around.
I think earlier in the day works for some of us.
5 o'clock in the morning.
I can always do it.
Yeah.
if
no,
I have
but,
to.
We can work it out.
Do you guys
yeah,
want to set
I'm
a date
here.
For me?
I doubt you'd
meeting?
Want me there at 5
yeah,
o'clock
right.
in the morning.
Do you guys want to go ahead and set a date right now for your first meeting?
No, I think we can work it out later.
Yeah,
with our calendars.
Me. I'll be here all March and all of April until the last, you know, 2 days, you know, 25th through the 28th, I'll be gone.
I'd eight. Like to do it in the next couple of days. We'll
perfect.
Just communicate.
Want
to
do just a text
thread? Yeah.
Okay,
we're
looking forward. That sounds good.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Super, super. We got that moving. Finally.
No.
So the presentation for the annual report, we've spent all this time on it and looked at it. I've been practicing presenting it. And I've got it down to the point where I think I can knock it out in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
So
great.
I'm not going to dwell on the slides because I think I want them to understand what information's there and then they can have more time to look at it. So,
do you want to okay. rehearse?
The
I've been doing it actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had some changes at the top at City Hall. Not people, but... My boss is now a deputy city manager,
right.
and not just the city manager. and I apologize. I confused Jacob's master plan with your forestry report. I thought
oh.
they were the same thing.
Oh.
So we're going to, I don't know if I can get you on the 24th, but we can certainly get you on a meeting in April. Is that too late? I know we've been planning on the 24th since last meeting.
Well, I thought that was up to Dennis to do that.
I'll talk with the boss will be back Friday from Washington. I'll talk with him.
So,
man, I'm not really allowed to reach out to Dennis.
So I'm a little confused about. So you were